A.G. Croce, two generations of American music, his dad's, his, coming together tonight at the Orpheum Theater as we continue with our conversation. But and how about the Vince Gill connection? The Vince Gill plays on a track with you called Name of the Game, which we heard at the top. Does he play guitar? Is he doing some background vocals too?
Just guitar.
Yeah, yeah. How'd you hook up with him, and what a great time that must have been.
Well, I've seen him a bunch. He plays in a band called the Time Jumpers.
Yes, yeah, I love the Time Jumpers.
Yeah, and I used to go and see them all the time when he was just, you know, sometimes guest.
Yeah,
and now he's like the, you know, the main. He's like the leader of the band.
Yeah,
in a way. So so I went to see him play, and I got his number, and it's amazing how much you can do by just, you know, calling someone up and saying, hey, would you be into doing this? Because people are into trying something new.
Yeah. 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 If you're into some good swing and you're in Nashville, and I don't know the club exactly, I bet they play all over.
Third and Lindsay, yeah.
Yeah, Third and Lindsay, yeah.
Every Monday.
Yeah, go check out the Time Jumpers, Outskirts of Town, one of my favorite songs. So A.J. Croce is on the phone with us, two generations of American music. We don't want to give a lot away because you're at the Orpheum Theater, but a full set of your dad's music. I guess, A.J., let's go back.
I do a lot. Well, the whole point of the show is the connection between my father and I.
Yeah,
and
okay.
So I play, you know, a bunch of his hits.
Yeah.
I play all, you know, a bunch of stuff that of mine that's been on the charts. And then I play, you know, that connects to him.
Yeah.
You know, that has a, similar style, a similar story telling style, you know, and then I play the stuff that, you know, connects us, the music that, you know, influenced both of us.
Yeah.
So, so people are going to get everything that they want to hear, from my dad, or pretty much, you know. And I think, you know, for me and for the other stuff, that's, you know, my dad's stuff, you know, there's only so much of it. So we play that stuff, which I love to do. And, I only do it about, 5-10 times a year. So,
yeah.
it makes it really fun.
This is a special night if you're a fan of both, especially if maybe you, those five albums that he did put out, if you soaked all those in, you're going to hear him at the Orpheum Theater. Well, not all five
really
of them.
He just put three out.
Was it three? Oh, three albums.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's really small to draw from, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much, 30 songs.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on a roll, man. I don't often listen to his records because I grew up with it, you know, but the other day I listened to his first album and it's like one amazing song after another. All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover, all the men just call him Sir. It's kind of amazing. It starts off with "You Don't Mess Around with Jim," and then you've got, you know, it. Tomorrow's going to be a brighter day, and you've on that song, on that album, you've got "Operator," "Time in a Bottle,"
yeah,
"Rapid," you know, "Box Number 10." All these songs. It's a great record, and so, you know, he did three albums in 18 months. That was the only touring he really did.
Yeah.
You know, he did a little bit with my mom when they recorded an album in 67. But honestly, it was, you know, this is 18 months of amazing music.
Yeah, you were about that old when he passed. When as a teenager or as a young adult, did you really get, like, this is why Jim Croce was a badass? I get it now. This is why everybody talks about dad like this. When did you get that as a musician?
You know, I always got that he was a great songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, as a musician, because I was digging into, like, more challenging music. I was, you know, to me, it wasn't like, I wasn't going, oh, that's amazing as far as musicianship. Until I picked up the guitar, which I picked up late in life. You know, I picked it up in my 30s. So, and when I started playing it, I mean, it was a piece of cake on piano, but when I started trying to play it on guitar, I was like, oh, this is really tough.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is hard stuff to play.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.
Yeah, I think it was at that point, you know, I you know, respected his musicianship. You know, before then it was like he's, you know, an amazing, you know, singer and songwriter, and you know, he couldn't miss.
Yeah.
You know, in that 18 months he just kept on writing one good song after another.
Do you remember early times? We're the same age, so I remember hearing Big Bad, Leroy Brown, and all those great songs on the radio in the car with my grandma. Do you remember a time when driving along and Dad's on the radio?
On the radio still.
Yeah,
I mean,
I go
to the grocery store and it's playing on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, it, you know, that stuff is played all the time.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball.
Now, and, you know, plus it's in a ton of movies, so even contemporary movies. So there's three different X-Men that it's in, you know.
Has that surprised you ever? Like you're watching, you're like, that's Dad's song. What's going on? Like you didn't know.
Well, no, because I license it. So
they got to go through you.
There.
They got to go through AJ to get it going. That's great.
Yeah, it's a family thing, so the family approves it.
That's awesome. Not. Yeah, it's the way it should be.
Give me back the heart.